KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have cloudy skies, and it's 15 degrees in Atlantic. We look for some areas of fog possible. Otherwise, partly cloudy to cloudy today, a high of 24. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Our forecast, again, partly cloudy to cloudy today, a high around 24. We picked up nearly 3 inches of snowfall at 2.7 inches. Here in Atlantic, Messina reported 3 inches of snowfall over the past 24 hours. Topping the news, two people died. Another was injured during a crash Tuesday morning on Highway 83, about a quarter mile east of Highway 173. The Iowa State Patrol identified those who died in the crash between a pickup and a car as 49-year-old Melissa Jones of Walnut and 39-year-old John Maxwell of Anita. The driver of the pickup, 57-year-old Dennis Wace of Marney, was transported to the Cass County Hospital by medevac ambulance. Patrol says a 2004 Pontiac Grand Prix driven by Jones was traveling east on Highway 83 at around 11 a.m. yesterday when the car went out of control while trying to negotiate a curve. The car crossed the center line of the road and was hit on the passenger side by Weiss's 2016 Chevy Silverado pickup. Both vehicles came to rest upright in the northeast ditch. Jones and Maxwell, who were wearing their seatbelts, died at the scene. Weiss also was wearing his seatbelt. The Cass County Sheriff's Office, Atlantic Fire and Rescue, and medevac ambulance assisted at the scene. The Iowa State Patrol Tuesday evening released details and names of those involved in a crash that happened at around 9:30 a.m. Tuesday on Interstate 80 in Cass County. Officials say a 2015 Ford Transit van carrying members of presidential candidate Ben Carson's campaign staff was traveling west on I-80 about a mile east of the Elkhorn exit when the vehicle went out of control on the icy road. The van crossed the median and into the eastbound lanes where it was hit by a 2012 Chevy Avalanche before it rolled into the south ditch. Injured in the crash was the driver of the van, 27-year-old Jonathan McCall of Sugarland, Texas, who was wearing his seatbelt, 18-year-old Aaron Onimus, 24-year-old Braden Joplin of Midland, Texas. Joplin, who was transported to the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic before being transferred to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha, died Tuesday afternoon. Also injured in the crash was 34-year-old Lanan Lane of Exira, a 12-year-old male and a 5-year-old male, also a 10-year-old female. The patrol says all three of the children and Lanan Lane were transported by medevac to the Cass County Hospital. The children were subsequently transferred to Children's Hospital in Omaha. Onimus was transported to CCMH by Walnut Rescue. Ben Carson temporarily suspended his campaign and flew from South Carolina to Omaha to meet with Joplin's family.
I think that's where we need to be right now.
After he received word of Joplin's death, Carson released a written statement saying one of the joys of campaigning is the privilege of meeting bright young men and women like Joplin. Carson said he's filled with the deep and profound sadness at the young man's death. As news of the accident spread on social media, messages of support came from candidates and campaign staff on both sides of the political aisle. Democratic candidate Bernie Sanders began his Sioux City rally last night with a moment of silence in honor of Joplin. Carson says that outpouring of support shows life will always transcend politics. Carson called Joplin and those like him who volunteer for campaigns the unsung heroes of political process, and Joplin was a student at Texas Tech University in Lubbock. He was among a group of student volunteers who arrived in Iowa this month to volunteer in the run-up to the February 1st Iowa caucuses. A Council Bluffs man has been sentenced to 5 years in prison after being convicted of gun charges. Senior U.S. District Court Judge James Gritzner sentenced 38-year-old Zachary Henderson Tuesday for charges of felon in possession of a firearm and possessing a firearm while subject to a domestic violence protective order. The plea agreement in the case says that the Council Bluffs Police Department discovered a loaded gun on Henderson during a traffic stop last April. Before then, Henderson had been convicted of a felony offense and was subject to a domestic violence protective order. Henderson was also ordered to pay $100 toward the Crime Victims Fund and to serve 3 years of supervised release following his prison term. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports as a result of a traffic stop Sunday, two men were arrested on drug charges, 18-year-old Colin Christian Baker and 19-year-old Logan Roger Dean Nielsen. Both of Atlantic were taken into custody on charges of possession with the intent to deliver marijuana, a Class D felony, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Baker was also charged with OWI first offense. Both men were brought to the Cass County Jail. Baker was later released on $6,300 bond. Nielsen was released on $5,300 bond. In the funeral announcements, Emma McLaughlin, age 99 of Shelby, died Sunday. Funeral services for Emma McLaughlin will be today at 10 o'clock at Shelby Methodist Church. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gene Ehrman, age 87, of Atlantic, died Saturday in Omaha. A funeral mass for Gene Ehrman will be today at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Earl Olson, age 86, of Audubon, died Saturday. Funeral services for Earl Olson will be today at 11 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Rhonda Wendt, age 57, of Woodbine, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial for Rhonda Wendt will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Catholic Church in Portsmouth. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Arlene Reinig, age 92, of Harlan, died Monday. A massive Christian burial for Arlene Reinig will be Friday at 10:30 at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Catholic Church in Portsmouth. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Earlene Fett, age 91, of Atlantic and formerly of Adair, died Sunday. Funeral services for Earlene Fett will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. David Christofferson, age 59, of Kimbleton, died Saturday in Des Moines. Funeral services for David Christofferson will be this Saturday at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Beulah Emily Varley Nevett, age 93, of rural Adair County, died Monday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Beulah Nevett will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Dexter United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home Dexter Chapel has the arrangements. And Arlen O'Toole, age 76, of Bayard, died Tuesday in Coon Rapids. Services for Arlen O'Toole are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Bayard. Our news was brought to you this hour by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.